Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, when was the last time you got flicked off?
Flipped off.
Yeah.
Flipping the bird.
And then there's that we get into. Plus, Samantha's feeling some sort of way because she's not inviting one of her besties on a girl's trip.
We were kind of united in how she should address that moving forward. Should we break up over a beer run?
Yeah, we'll get into that. Plus, stupid facts about octopus sisses.
That will. I'm shook.
And it is. All right. Enjoy the podcast, guys.
Ben and Kelly.
Live radio at times like this are fun. The snow is on the way. The winter weather, we're not out of it. It's happening in real time. See it coming down. We're going to, I think at this point, we're probably only going to get around 1 to 2 inches.
They said like 3 to 5, right? Initially. Been adjusted.
Yeah, yesterday. It looked like the models today. And again, don't want to make our meteorologist friends angry by quoting raw snow data. But the models that we're seeing right now look like we're on the line between 1 and 2 and 2 and 4. So probably around 2, maybe 3 inches. And if my wife's lucky, she will too.
Stop it!
Come on!
OMG!
I was thinking, like, I always have this thought after the fact of, man, I should get a snow shovel.
You don't have a snow shovel at all after the first dumping we got?
So I do, and I've had one, and I have a really good one, but since the last dumping that we got, it like bent up kind of the front, so when it doesn't have a smooth shovel when you try to shovel, you know, it's like warped a little bit on the, because there's some metal, you know, on the little blade. So I was thinking, all right, well, I'm going to get another snow shovel. And then I'm thinking, you know what? It's Louisville. I'm probably not going to need it this season. So yeah. I'll just put it off. And I was also going to do the good dad thing and buy my daughters a snow shovel too for their place.
Oh, and you didn't do that either?
I didn't do that either. Right.
Wow.
Well, so to be fair, I did try to buy one back when Snowmageddon Part 1 happened.
That's not the best time to do that.
No, they were sold out.
Yeah, the best time to do that is when Snowmageddon is over.
So you think they're all restocked now? You think I could, like, leave work? I don't know. Do we have a long song I could just run over to Lowe's real quick?
I don't think we have a long song like that anymore.
Do we have a long song I can just run across the street?
In a world where songs are like 2 to 2.5 minutes, you barely have time to pee anymore.
I can do a lot.
That's great. My thought is, why don't you try after the show, Sparky, and let us know how it goes?
Yeah, maybe.
We actually bought like extra salt, and we have like 2 bags of salt just waiting to be used because we were planning ahead just in case.
Yeah, so
it's never bad to plan ahead just in case.
So have you put it down?
Nope.
You got to put it down for it to work.
Yeah. Well, I'll let my husband worry about that one.
Okay.
That's not my job. My job was to go get
it. That's not my job.
I checked off my box.
All right. That's good. All right. So anyways, hopefully, you know, you're careful today. I know JCPS is on NTI for...
Yeah, so are we. I think just about everybody is.
Yeah, yeah. NTI. I think it probably has to do with, yes, weather, but also... they were on NTI Friday and Monday. Yeah, due to sickness. So I bet it's a little bit of both mixed in there.
It's a double whammy.
Yep, for sure. So, yeah, hopefully you're staying safe and all that stuff. You got to be out on the roads. Just be careful because I've already seen, you know, there's some wet weather rolling in right now into the metro on 99.7 EJX. All right. Coming up in this hour, I thought it might be dumb, especially... And yes, I said dumb, especially when the internet just gives you this sort of thing, to play a little game with you, Kelly, and have you determine based on the sound a celebrity might make if they stubbed their toe.
A famous singer.
Yeah,
yeah.
A famous singer.
So, I mean, dumb is the lane we are often in. So
yeah,
this
so we'll
is
get
right
to that
up our alley.
A little bit later on this hour. Next. A feel-good story.
A stuffed bunny was left at the airport and had a great adventure before heading home. This is pretty fantastic.
Feel good. Kelly K.
So Pittsburgh International Airport found a stuffed bunny left in baggage claim and made a reel showing it had an amazing time being shown around the airport. He got scanned through security, carried around to meet friends like a dinosaur skeleton.
Okay.
Taught valuable lessons like not drinking cocktails in the bar.
Oh.
And then great grandma and grandpa came to claim him. His name is Bunny. And he belongs to 6-year-old Waylon.
Okay, so it got back to the grandparents?
It got back to, yes, the grandparents. They posted their phone number. Yes, they said, Bunny had an amazing time at the airport, but he wants to go home now. And so great grandma and grandpa came back to the airport to retrieve Bunny. But all the comments on the reel, everyone's just like, this is my favorite account. Like, who thought that an airport account would be my favorite account, because they just kind of post fun stuff like that. So kudos to Pittsburgh International Airport. Yeah, for having some fun with just, they could have done anything with just a little stuffed animal, a little stuffy, and they decide to have some fun with it. And it's really cute. You can see the video and great grandma and grandpa coming to pick up Bunny. There's two parts.
Okay.
You can see it all at WDJX.com.
So this TikToker named Liv, she's trending because she does this weird thing where she imagines different singers and what they would sound like stubbing their toe.
This is fantastic. I'm already on board.
All right, good, because I figured we'd make a little game of it, all right?
Okay.
So do you want easy to hard or hard to easy?
Just roll. Let's just roll with whatever you feel.
So yeah. Now I am going to tell you, her name is Liv, so these are all female singers, all right?
Okay, gotcha.
And these are all female singers that you would know.
Okay.
All right. Identify this singer by the sound she would make stubbing her toe.
Oh, my God!
Ariana Grande.
You're right, yes.
Yes.
Very good.
I mean, spot on.
Very good. Again, we're going easy to hard, so these are going to get slightly a little bit more difficult, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Next one. Identify the singer by the sound she would make stubbing her toe.
Wow. Yes. Ouchie. That's Lady Gaga.
Ouchie is right.
Ouchie. Yes.
Okay.
This is great.
Thank you.
I love it. And she's amazing.
I know. She is pretty good. All right. Here, next one. Identify this singer.
Oops, I hit it again.
Oh, she did some custom lyrics on that one for Britney.
Britney Spears. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Again, it's just like stubbing the toe. And
this is why we love the internet. Yeah. Stupid stuff like this.
Yeah, stuff like this. All right. Let's see if we can get this one.
Oh, well, that is the longest ow I've ever heard.
I know.
I'm going to say Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera is correct.
Oh, wow.
You're doing great. You're doing great. All right. Last one, Kelly.
Okay.
Last one. It's dumb little game where this TikToker has imagined what artists would sound like stubbing their toes.
Great.
All right.
Is that Shakira?
That is Shakira, yeah. Shakira. All right. There you go.
I feel like I need to amp up my game now the next time I get injured. I got to whip out one of these. You can't just say, ow, or
I know, you're going to have to
do
it. Imagine it as your favorite singer. Yes, exactly. All right, that's fun. We'll post the video for you so you can see them all on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
Well done. She's pretty spot on.
Well done. You know, we've got a Setting the Bar story coming up here in a moment, talking about like deceiving packaging and stuff like that. And Kelly, you were lamenting in the fact that you discovered that with regards to a car.
Yeah, I have bought several cars sight unseen.
Yeah, and
no problem.
I was going to say, you've had a pretty good experience with that.
And yeah, good success rate. And we've had like 3 cars in the past that we've gotten, because sometimes you know what you want, but they don't have it locally, so you find it like on cars.com.
Yeah, you find it online. And Yeah, and sometimes they'll even deliver it to you, which is nice.
Exactly. I even bought one from California. I won't do that again. But it was a good car. The process wasn't fun. Anyway, I found myself again needing a car with a second car accident in 7 months.
Because hashtag Kelly's a menace on the road.
Listen, I wasn't even on the road. I was sitting at the entrance of a neighborhood and was collateral damage from two other cars that hit each other.
By the way, I ran into someone, not literally, but I ran into someone who saw you on the side of the road getting information after.
That's great.
After your accident.
Yeah, a lot of people saw. Yeah, a lot of people saw me.
Oh,
and
Kelly.
Probably didn't have my happiest face on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I have found, like, and both cars have been totaled.
Yeah.
And none of these, I have been crunched in multiple car accidents, I think 4 or 5 times in my adult career living here, and none of them have been my fault.
In fact, it's
staggering.
That is bizarre because I have not had as many accidents as you. However, every single one of them have been my fault. So, that is interesting.
Yeah. So I'm a little triggered. I feel like a little bit like I've got a target on my back. Anyway, so, you know, you end up needing a car quickly.
Yeah.
I loved the car that I had. I just want that again.
Give me the same thing.
Give me another one. So found one in Florence, Kentucky. Thought, okay, well, it's not exactly the same, but it was close enough.
Yeah.
Like, all right, this is fine.
And it's close. And they were region. Sure.
Really nice to deal with. They're just like, sure, we can get this all done. I said, tell me about the flaws. Looks great. All right. Pictures look great.
This packaging great. Pristine.
Sure. They said we'll even deliver it for free.
Oh.
Even better.
What?
Shows up magically in my driveway.
Yeah.
It is not at all what they said. Not at all.
So was it the same make and model?
It was.
Same color?
The condition.
Condition.
Was not at all the way that they had portrayed, to the fact that it had $1,500 of damage in the front. That I know that because when I returned the rental, it's connected to a collision shop, and I had someone pop out and say, give me a ballpark. And then it was filthy inside, mm-hmm. smelled bad.
Aww.
You know, and then the damage. It also was missing a cover to a trunk storage compartment. Also didn't have cargo dividers that were in the picture. Turns out, you know what? We sold this car before and we put the old pictures on.
Oh, our bad. Yeah. We didn't mean to.
We didn't mean to misrepresent.
We didn't mean
the car.
To represent it. We were just.
The fact that you did, and we're going to need our money back because this is not at all what we thought we were getting.
Must have just been a mistake. It was just an honest mistake.
Just an honest mistake. Thank goodness they're making it right and giving us our money back because they really didn't have to.
Yes. Sold.
Anyway, we're getting our money back, and there's another one, and the guy walked outside with us on the phone, FaceTiming all the things. We saw it with his own two eyes, and we know what that one looks like. We're going to go get that one.
All right, so the packaging on that one looks good.
Looks good. We're going to go and see it in person before we do the final deal, but it looks like it's going to be a much better situation. Just waiting on that check.
That is the situation of packaging can be deceiving. The pictures online,
a little
bait and switch for sure. This isn't exactly a bait and switch. It's a setting the bar story, but it is about deceiving packaging.
Okay.
And Miss Wu, who had a boo-boo.
Oh, no.
Because of.
Oh, no.
Yep. That is coming up next in our Setting the Bar story. Billie Eilish first. It's 99.70 JX. Okay, this is Setting the Bar story. So, Kelly, what does that involve?
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. So, look, packaging can be deceiving. Sometimes you get something thinking it's something else. So with that in mind, if you could manage to make it through the day without thinking the firecracker you're actually eating is candy, then you're doing okay.
Oh, we thought we were eating candy and we were eating a firecracker?
Yes.
Oh, that is very different. Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
That's not really the...
Okay, good.
No, that's just sound effects.
No, it's just okay. Just to help drive the point home of what we're talking about.
Her name's Miss Wu, and she accidentally bit down on a firecracker that exploded in her mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Thankfully, it appears she wasn't injured that badly, but... So she, I guess, was with her brother. They were kind of watching TV. Her brother brought some snacks back, to their house. And,
They look like little sausage links.
Yeah, I was going to say, among the things that he brought snacks, but he also brought some firecrackers that they were going to set off a little bit later, you know? And they're watching TV. And she reaches for some candy, but picks up a firecracker instead.
Oh, my and goodness.
And literally, she bit down on it, and...
Ooh.
Yep. It exploded in her mouth.
Ouchie.
She says, didn't really feel any pain at first, but it could taste the gunpowder in my mouth. Yeah. Have you ever bit down on one of those Bang Pops?
No.
You?
No.
Okay, well, neither have I then.
Okay, then. Really? Really? I don't understand. No, I don't know so, the taste of gunpowder. I don't.
So, the Bang Pops, you know, those like little, those cardboard packages that you throw on the ground, the little Bang Pops that you can throw on the ground and they make, they make a little noise, right?
Yes.
So, you can, I guess... chomp down on them and it'll like give you a little jolt.
Really?
I mean, I know because I've heard from other people.
You've heard from other dumb kids that did that?
Listen, we're not going to call them dumb. We're going to just call them, you know,
experimental
and wanting to get zest out of life.
So this, you throw this on the ground and it kind of, you know, explodes and sparks and leaves little marks on the driveway. What would that be like if I bit on it?
Exactly.
Really? That we needed to investigate that?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it gives you a little, like little jolt, little shock. And it's kind of fun.
And then you taste gunpowder.
Yes. Yeah, you taste gunpowder.
Tasty.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and not need to research that. I'll just take your word for it.
Again, this is
the gunpowder's not tasty.
You know, what I've heard.
Got it.
So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without thinking the firecracker you're actually eating is candy, bless her heart, then you're doing okay.
It does look like little wiener sausages, though.
Yeah. I mean, she has some burns on the inside of her mouth and stuff like that, but I think she's going to be okay.
You got a text. There's a steakhouse in Utah that actually cooks powder. Really?
You mean like gunpowder?
Like little gunpowder?
Yeah. All right. Well. There it is.
Is it tasty?
Well,
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
When was the last time you got flicked off?
Flicked off?
Flipped off? Flicked off?
Flip. Yes. You flip the bird.
Or you flick someone off because you're flicking your finger.
No, I've always... known it.
Sorry,
we're
getting off the subject. The subject is what? Yes. Yes, we are.
Okay.
When was the last time
this is the subject
that happened to you? We'll say that, all right? When was the last time that happened to you? I got a story for you coming up. When was the last time you flicked someone off? By the way, is it flicked or flipped?
It's flipped. You flip the bird, correct?
I have always said flicked off. You know, flicked off. I got flicked off. Flicked,
right?
Did you
try looking it up? What does the internet say?
I don't know. We'll get back to that. So this happened to me yesterday. Daughter's in the car, driving her to track, traffic merging. I'm on I-64, getting off on the Shawnee, like 264 on the west end, right? Taking her to track. So you've got... If you know the area, you've got I-64 merging westbound and eastbound onto that highway, right?
Okay.
So I get over, I merge, I get over to the right. There is a car that comes in going the opposite direction, from 64 going eastbound onto the Shawnee too. And so we're kind of like right next to each other. They don't have their turn signal on. They're in an exit only lane. we're kind of driving at the same speed. So right next to each other, right? And then.
And you're needing to get over?
No. I've already gotten over.
Okay.
I've gotten over. So I'm in the right lane. They're in the far right lane, which is an exit only lane.
Are they needing to get over more?
I don't know this, Kelly. Oh, okay. I don't know this because they don't have a turn signal on or anything.
Got it.
So then finally they whip behind me and then whip around me. And my daughter goes, "Aw, they flipped you off."
They flipped you off.
Okay. Well, I just changed it. I think she said flicked. Is this where we're going to get derailed, is whether it's flipped off or flicked off?
I'm a little hung up on it, a little bit.
I'm a
little hung up on it.
All right. So anyways, I was like, really? I was like, I didn't know.
I'm just driving along.
Yes, I'm aware there's a person next to me. Yes, I'm aware there's someone to my left, too.
You were not aware of their intentions, though, because they weren't making it obvious.
Exactly.
He doesn't have a conversation. He doesn't have an indicator on.
In one of those instances where I wish I could have at least flashed them here's my thought process. You know, hey, don't get angry at me, buddy.
Uh-huh.
This is why. This happened the way it did. Okay. You didn't put on your turn signal. I couldn't read your mind.
Yes. Isn't that unfortunate that you can't have those conversations while driving?
Yeah. So
you can't just work out the differences. You just have to let them drive off.
You've got to let them.
They flipped you off. They think they're right. They think you're a jerk and you can't defend yourself.
I know. You can't defend yourself. And yeah. I'm like, listen, I'm not the jerk in this instance.
And you need them to know that they're the jerk.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not the one. I should be the one doing the flicking. Yeah. Not you.
Flipping. Yes.
Flicking. When was the last time you did the... All right, so for the purpose of this exercise...
By the way, Ken says it's flipped.
Okay, fine. We'll
the internet says it's regional, but I say it's flipped.
Okay, I say flicked.
Okay, it's wrong, though.
It's not wrong, region, it's Kelly. I'm about ready to flick you off. Terry said, my brother this morning, he ate the last banana and I wanted it.
Oh, no.
Dang it! Can't we all get along over bananas?
Are we going down... Lots of ways of reasons why you should flip someone off.
Flick them off, yeah.
Flip the bird.
What does that even mean?
I know. I'm not going to say that I know why they called it like that.
It would
I'm
make
just
going to
know that's how I know it.
To say flick the bird.
Anyway, Jessica said literally 24 hours ago at work, he didn't notice because I was itching my eye.
Kelly, give the camera an example of that.
Okay, I just had a little itch. I had a little itch.
Oh, shoot. Angela said, my cats, especially my cats, I love them, but they deserve it almost every day.
They deserved it. Yeah. They probably deserved it.
That is true.
Yeah. Mandy said, I stuck my middle finger up at my work telephone earlier because someone was a jerk to me. Felt good. The telephone had to take the brunt of it because the person was already gone.
Yes. Absolutely. You're like,
right. Yeah. You're number one. Yes. You're number one.
Oh, someone said my mom flipped off some mass produced pistachios at the grocery store. She works for a local pistachio company.
Mom's mad. He's like, shop
dang it,
local.
Planters.
Get out of here. You're not locals.
I hate you, Planters.
You national imposters.
You imposter.
OMG. Mom's mad.
Oh,
at the
shoot.
Pistachios.
When you're mad that's at the pistachios.
Great. That's so great. And the pistachios are sitting there going, well, you didn't do anything to you.
Yeah. What? We're just over here being nutty.
Dave kind of sums it up. On my way to work, we live in Louisville. People drive with superb skill here.
Yes. Superb skill here.
As all of my car accidents, I wasn't responsible, can tell you.
Sure. Kelly's a menace on the road. That's really what we
can take
from
this. I'm not a menace on the road. I'm a victim.
And yes. So last time you got flicked off there.
Flipped.
99.7 DJX.
That's the hill I'm dying on.
Have a listener who is chiming in on what is the better, what do we call it, a colloquialism? Is it flipped off or flicked off?
I say it's flipped off because you're flipping the bird.
I've literally said flicked off for my entire life.
Really?
Yep. Hey, listen, Kelly, I grew up in the mean streets of West Central Ohio, so.
Okay.
Maybe that's why. Maybe I blame my upbringing on that.
Yeah, you should.
She says,
Kelly is right. When you flip somebody off, it's with your middle finger. To flick somebody off, you put your thumb and your finger together and flick at their head.
Okay. I still don't think you're right.
Everybody in the text line says I'm right.
When have you... Listen, Kelly, this is the hill I'm dying on!
You don't have any support, though! You have zero support! No one is rolling in saying, yeah, Ben's right. No one. Not one person, zero.
Why would it ever make sense to flick someone off with your two fingers?
Well, you were a brother. You didn't do that to your sisters? Like, flick them in the head with the
Yeah,
little...
but I don't call it... Yes, I did, but I don't call it like...
That's flicking.
Flick them off.
That's flicking.
Flick is when you flick your finger up and you flick them off.
No, that is... What is flicking? That is
you
the
You flick
act,
your
what,
middle finger up. It's a verb.
To flick.
Renee says it's okay to be wrong, Ben.
a sudden, sharp movement.
Yes, exactly. You're doing that
flick
with...
Flick of a switch.
Right. You're doing that with your middle finger. Your sudden movement.
Sorry, it doesn't apply here. It doesn't apply here.
Sorry. Hey,
you're flipping the bird.
Then
that is the proper term, and that is it. Case closed. We're not discussing it anymore.
Then we will agree to be wrong.
No, we're not. We're not agreeing to be wrong. Everybody, I have a mountain of people behind me that say it's flipping the bird. It's flipping people off. That is it. Case closed.
We will just agree to disagree.
We're
Kelly.
Not agreeing to disagree. I'm
we'll
right.
We'll just agree to disagree. Right. Kelly texted us, our listener, and said, I'm with Ben from the mean streets of Western Kentucky. See, look at that. See?
It's not correct.
See, look, West Central Ohio and Western Kentucky, it's flicked off.
No, it is not. I'm trying to put emojis over your fingers right now in the gesture that you did in the picture. Should it be the kissy face?
Oh, shoot.
The kissy face emoji over
maybe.
Your fingers? Maybe.
Hey, good morning, Ben and Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, so is it flipped or flicked?
I've always said flipped, but if you think about it, though, you do kind of have a case for your argument. Because
thank you.
Look at you do, like when you flick somebody, what finger do you use to flick them with?
So your middle finger.
Yeah, and you do the same action. You pop your middle finger up.
You don't need to enable his bad behavior.
What it sounds like, if I'm interpreting what you're saying, is that you thought one way, you heard a valid argument, and now you're considering the other point of view.
Valid argument!
You can say that.
Yes!
Oh, you don't need to. You don't have
right,
to, though.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You just felt guilty because nobody was supporting Ben at all. I get it.
Did you guys play the paper triangle game in school?
Of course we did. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, you flicked it with your middle finger.
Yeah, see? See? He's just making my point even more.
No,
Chris, did you grow up in West Central Ohio, too?
No, South Florida.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, hey, buddy, thank you for the call.
The mean streets of South Florida. I grew up the mean streets of Northern Indiana, and we say flipped.
Listen, how many times in your life have you done this?
I don't think I've ever really... Yeah.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
Invalid.
I haven't.
Invalid.
Oh, invalid because I haven't participated?
Invalid.
Okay. All right. You're mad. I get it. You're mad because nobody is rolling in to defend you or saying Ben's right.
Did you just hear the person on the phone, Chris?
Yeah, he felt bad though.
No, he
I could
didn't.
Hear the pity in his voice. I could.
Oh my God.
Yes, another text. Sorry, I'm from Northwest Ohio. Ben, flick him means actually from an index finger making contact to their head or whatever, LOL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. We're just going to have to agree to disagree.
Yeah, no, she said sorry, Ben. So that means agree with me.
We're just going to have to agree to disagree.
We're not going to agree to disagree. We're going to go ahead and say Kelly's right.
We're going to agree to disagree. And we're going to move on because we could debate this and people be flipping off their radio right now or flicking off their radio.
Are.
Ah, it's 99.70 JX. Feel good stories. Do them every hour. Kelly K.
I mean, what you need to start the day is a little bit of dog besties, right?
Dog besties.
So Hannah's golden name, Brinkley, was a little depressed about moving away from his dog buddies.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as he saw a new friend next door, he perked right up. That's Cedar. Yellow lab.
Okay.
She was just a puppy, so her owner wanted to wait a little bit before they got to play on the same side of the fence.
Mm.
So they set up a countdown on a calendar until that first play date.
We'd go straight to the calendar before he got his breakfast, before he went outside, and we'd cross off one more day. when we would go out into the backyard, you could just tell that they both really wanted to play.
Oh my gosh, you too.
And finally, the day came.
What, buddy? Oh my goodness, the day is here.
As soon as our neighbors let Cedar into the fence, they just went crazy. They're running around playing and just having the best time of their lives.
Aww. I mean, they are the cutest dog buddies ever. And he would just literally go to the calendar, just wag his tail every single day, cross off another day, mommy, cross off another day because it is almost the day. And then it was the day. And then they got to play and run around and all the things. And they're the besties and they're the best of friends and they play every day.
Aww.
How cute is that?
Yes.
I mean, just the full butt wagon. It's not just the tail. It is the full butt body wagon because they are that excited to see each other. It is just the cutest. And you can watch their little story at WDJX.com.
Let's get to some group therapy, shall we?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Samantha says, first of all, thank you, too, for being a constant in my life for as long as I can remember. LOL. Aww,
thank you.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
I've got something for you. Has someone ever been too broke to get invited somewhere? Let me explain. My friends and I are planning a little trip out of town. Nothing crazy, just a fun girls weekend. But we didn't invite one friend, though, because, well, we know she isn't doing well financially.
Okay.
They have kids, work's been challenged, all the things. Even if she decided she could come, she could never afford to go out on the town like we all want to. Mm. It's a huge bummer, and this now feels like some secret trip, and I'm feeling guilty as it gets closer. Am I doing something wrong? What should I do? Should I say something to our friend? I don't want her to think we weren't thinking of her. I really need your advice.
Mm.
That's tough.
Yeah. I mean, because you don't want to necessarily assume that you know the entire story. You see it from the outside.
Yeah. Or maybe what she shared.
Or what she shared. Yeah. I mean, I think I probably would have invited her. Did she say that she knows that she would have come if she was invited
I don't think so. They just didn't invite her because they know it would be a financial burden and they didn't want to put that on her.
Like awkward. Which,
I mean, it's sweet, but at the same time, I think anybody would want to feel included and you kind of let her make that decision on whether she could swing it or not.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking is, you know, you don't necessarily know the entire story. So, you know, you offer up the, hey, by the way, we're all planning on a girls trip. Let us know if you can make it. And, you know, your friend's going to know whether she can financially afford it or not. And so, I mean, unless you don't trust her judgment where it's like, okay, I know she's going to say yes, let's go.
Even though she shouldn't.
And even though she shouldn't. And then once we get there, she's not going to want to do anything because she doesn't have any money, or we're going to have to pay for her, basically.
I get the mindset that they don't want to put her in the position to have to make the decision to not be, because then she'll know, well, they're all going to go off and have a great time and then I can't go and she's going to know about it and sit back home and feel bad. Like there's that aspect of it. Yeah. And then, but then there's also the whole, we've got an agenda and things that we want to do. And then we're going to feel bad if she feels like she can't go with us. And then she's like hanging back at the cabin, condo, wherever they are.
Yeah, the hotel, whatever it is. Yeah.
Exactly. And then that's a bummer for everybody, too. I get all that. But at the same time, I think you still invite her, right?
I think so. All right. So how have you handled this situation in your life? Do you have any comments? 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up. Group therapy. Samantha's feeling some sort of way because they haven't invited her friend who she feels can't afford this girls trip on the girls trip.
She feels guilty about it, obviously. Cassidy says on Facebook, I think you should at the very least invite her. Maybe she's got a little fun for a day she's wanted to do for a while. Maybe if she can't go, you all might be able to find some options that are just as fun but not as expensive. Yeah. If you have to ask if you're a good friend while asking the radio if you should sneak around behind her back, the answer's no. Don't assume. Having been that friend, if I wanted to go, I would have made it work. Also, if multiple of you are doing just fine and you really want her there, you could definitely buy her dinner, drinks, stuff like that to kind of lighten the burden. Do better. She deserves better.
Now, listen, we don't know where the girls' trip is. It could be I don't know. Maybe it's some sort of, maybe it's more expensive than what we're thinking.
That's another argument to the, okay, well then let's make it a little bit more affordable for everyone so everyone can go. Courtney says on text line, as the friend who never gets included because I'm always broke with kids, I wish my friends thought of me because sometimes I could figure it out.
Yeah, and that's kind of bringing it back to the point I made earlier where you don't necessarily know her situation from her point of view. Like, you know, you see from the outside, and maybe she complains about money all the time. Maybe she's talking about, you know, what a burden it is and things like that. But sometimes, you know, you can figure that out. If it's important to her to be with her friends, and she'll make it work. But I also,
I think the most important piece of it is to feel like they want her there.
Yes.
Like, you know, it wouldn't be the same without you being there and that kind of thing.
And, you know, if you're not, I mean, if it's not like this weekend or something, you still have time to come back and say, hey,
plan and save.
FYI,
yeah.
we're kind of planning this girls trip and
we're kicking this idea around.
And what do you think? We'd love for you to be there. You know, let us know. It's coming up here in a week or so. You still have time to make it right.
Kimberly says on Facebook, always invite her. Let her decide if she can financially afford it or not. After all, it's her finances, not yours. If she finds out she wasn't invited, that's going to be worse. She's going to get her feelings hurt.
Yeah. I know, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
She's going to feel like she's on another tier of the friendship, like a lower tier.
Yeah, we did get a message from a listener. I've been in that same situation. I'm the friend who does not like to spend thousands of dollars on a girls' trip. So when girls' trips were planned, it was presented to me that the trip would cost around $5,000. So I respectfully declined. But then I found out later the trip truly cost several thousands of dollars less. And ooh, I actually could have gone on the trip. So I was penalized for not wanting to spend extravagantly. And it just goes to show you that there's mean girls at all age groups.
Ooh.
Interesting.
That's tough. Yeah. Hopefully they're being transparent with, you know, the actual cost of what the weekend is going to be so that she will have accurate information to make the decision on.
Listen, we're getting a lot of texts from that friend. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
So a lot of
being
people,
the friend that was left out.
Right. A lot of people are saying, hey, I have a bunch of friends. I'm the only one with kids. They never ask me to go anywhere.
Yeah. Trina says, ask her, let her decide. Also, if she's a mom and has kids, she probably needs it more than you know.
Yes.
Yeah, would it hurt all of you to each night pitch in a few extra bucks each, split her dinner? I mean, you did say weekend, so it's not like a 2-week trip.
Right.
That's something a true friend would do. I have 4 friends, only one with kids. They never ask me to go anywhere, and it hurts every time.
Yeah, so I think that's what we do. It's not too late. Go back and invite her and let her decide.
Exactly. Yeah, she needs to feel included. That's the most important part. Whether she goes or not, she needs to know that you all want her there.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Have fun on the girls' trip. Make sure you invite her. Samantha, send us pictures.
Have fun.
Kelly's a little miffed that she wasn't invited, but okay.
I'm a little upset. I'm going to be sitting over here being the friend that was left out.
Right. All right. There you go. That's group therapy. Valentine's Day can be a very stressful holiday for a lot of people. Whether you've been in a relationship for a long time, you know, you want to show that person how much you care for them. Or even more awkward, what if you just started dating and seeing this person?
An awkward timing kind of a
thing. Yeah, you don't want to necessarily come on too strong or scare them away. And here are some, I guess, you know, things that might scare someone off too early, compiled by the internet. One of them, talking about baby names.
I used Photoshop to composite our faces together.
Oh, that's our wedding. You're the kids in Switzerland.
You're noodling.
Our kids are really attractive.
Rowdy lose a guy in 10 days.
Yeah,
classic.
That's right. Talking about baby names too soon. If you just talk about baby names too soon.
Who is doing that, though, honestly? Unless you are planning the wedding. Then you've had conversations. That's when you talk. You don't talk about that when you're dating someone, right? We're not that crazy, right?
I mean, I was kind of crazy, I guess.
You talked about baby names when you were just dating?
No, baby names came up. Like, we like this name. I like this name. I like this name in a roundabout sort of universal way. And
At what point in the relationship?
I don't know. I feel like it was under a year.
Really?
Yeah, and it
was kind of a,
I remember my wife was like, oh, you know, I like the name Isabella. You know, someday, you know, I'd love to have a kid named Isabella, something like that. And I was like, yeah, that's a pretty name. And I mean, fast forward, here we are. I've got a daughter named Isabella.
Sure, that came to fruition.
Yeah. So, but that, I want to say, that conversation kind of have, man, am I already...
I think, yeah, give yourself a ding.
Did I already?
That is what not to do, sir, but it worked out for you, fortunately.
It did work out. How to scare someone off, talking about moving in together before you've even seen their place.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's too soon. Too soon. You got to be in a established relationship and know that is got some legs to go the distance before we start. And really, I would say, too, do we let him start talking about that? Like, when I was dating, I was never going to be the presumptuous one. Mm-hmm. Like, I just kind of always let the guy set the tone for the relationship. And I was just like, all right, whatevs. I'm along for the ride, whatever, however this is going to unfold. Because I'm not doing anything to start making him think I'm psycho. So I'm just being cool. I'm just going with the flow the whole time. Which is probably why I didn't get engaged till my 30s. But
all right, you brought that up.
It did work out.
It worked out for you. I was going to say it worked out for you. You're fine.
In the end, I didn't drive anybody off because I was psycho talking about kids' names and wanting to move in.
My boyfriend is a fat. I can't eat in front of you.
I don't think she's fat.
That movie's so great.
It's so great.
It's so great. Yeah, you blurt out, I love you too soon. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't drop the L-bomb too soon.
I'm telling you, that was one where I was like, I don't want to do that too early. And I remember the first time it sort of even was approached. It was a... you know, kind of a, I love being around you.
Yeah.
It was those.
Dipping your toe that way.
Yeah. It was dipping the toe in that way. Like, I love the things surrounding you.
Yeah.
You know, and then there was like a, back when you made mixtapes.
Uh-huh.
This is
so precious.
back when you made mixtapes.
Yeah. Dating us too.
I want to say she gave me a song that had like, love and stuff like that in it. And so
it wasn't I Can't Make You Love Me by Bonnie Raitt.
That's yours. Scaring people off. I don't know if you have any
that
story.
That might have been the one that scared him off when he gave him that.
If you've got any you want to contribute, thanks to your personal experiences of top ways to scare someone off.
I did get a text message. Someone like said, I love you for the first time in a text message. We'd been dating for like a month. I was at the mall. It was weird.
So you were the receiver of that.
I was the receiver of
that. And that relationship didn't turn out to be your husband.
It did not. And it was weird because all like deep conversations were on text. But in person, nope.
Yeah.
Just kind of superficial.
Everything was fine.
Yep.
Everything was fine.
And then comes rolling in all this deep stuff on text message. I'm like, this is weird.
You're like, hey, buddy.
I can't do that.
All right. We'll get into a couple more. And if you've got any you want to add, 502-795-1997. Coming up on 99.7 EJX. So someone asked a bunch of people to name the top things that might scare someone off early in a relationship, right?
Going too big on Valentine's Day probably makes that list.
Yeah.
I used Photoshop to composite our faces together.
Oh, that's our wedding. You're the kids in Switzerland.
You're noodling.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Iconic scene.
Right, exactly. Like
from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Getting a dog together.
So it's like a dog, right?
Yeah.
It's like a dog.
Yeah.
They made it Kroll or something like that.
Princess Sophia.
Oh, Princess Sophia, yeah.
Princess Sophia wasn't the dog.
Uh-oh. Oh, what was Kroll?
Kroll was what he wanted to name it.
Oh, gotcha. It's been a while since
I was going to say, Princess Sophia is what she named it.
Oh, wow.
Princess Sophia. And Sophia is the name of my other daughter.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that movie. That is so great.
No, it really is. I mean, it is full on rom-com from the 90s so or 2000s, whatever. But yes, it is. It is fantastic. But yeah, top ways to scare someone off. Telling people you're a couple.
Before you've discussed it.
Before you've had that talk.
Yeah, that's probably, that's a little dicey.
Again, kind of like still calling them your soulmate real early on. Ooh. Before any of that.
Soulmate's very, very loaded term.
You know, asking to meet their parents, I would say if it's really early on, okay, I guess that's interesting. But sometimes you just get put in that situation and it is what it is. But
oh, yeah, I ended up meeting my husband's whole family 3 weeks in because it was Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I kind of didn't have anywhere to go. And he's just like, well, you could come to my house, which was like kind of a pity invitation, but worked out.
Yeah, sure. Posting too many photos of the two of you on social media. That's an interesting one.
Well, yeah, I think you have to agree that you're like social media official. You have to be like, you've had that discussion. Like, you're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend, whatever. We're significant others.
But then if you just bombard the internet with like, couple,
that can start to make them think,
all right, that's a little bit weird. All right, well, hey, good luck. You know, just you want the right balance of stuff.
Oh, yeah, and if you start getting like upset if they don't respond to your text messages right away, that's kind of borderline psychotic behavior. So let's be a little relaxed about that. Sometimes they're busy. You don't have to assume, what's her name? She sounds hideous.
And listen, as a gratuitous plug, if you want something fun to do, 997 AJX is going to be out at Dave & Buster's later this evening around 6. So you and your partner can go and compete for a shot at a nice romantic Valentine's Day date.
Or maybe that's the way you ask someone out.
There you go. Hey, you want to go to Dave & Buster's?
Oh, look, it's a couples competition.
Oh, my gosh.
We should do that.
Hey, do you want to do something fun? Like go to Dave & Buster's tonight? I mean, maybe around 6? I don't know. That'd be kind of fun, right?
I mean, it's kind of fun. Just like, you know, I'll go hang out.
Would you look at that?
Oh, look at that.
Who knew that DJX was going to be here?
Oh, my gosh. It was like a couples competition.
Oh, my gosh.
Like
we should join. We should just see.
We should totally just do it just for fun.
Yeah, just for fun. Wound up on the Reddit thread, am I overreacting? And this woman kind of posted her Super Bowl story, and it's got a lot of attention, and it's even crazier when you consider that it happened during the Super Bowl, which was a huge blowout, right?
Yeah.
So she says that her boyfriend had some buddies over for the game, right?
Sure.
He didn't get enough beer, so he told her to run out to the store to pick some up.
Hey, babe, can you go get us some more beer? Appreciate you.
Well,
love
the way she said it, it didn't sound like he asked.
Okay.
So, anyways.
But told her?
Yeah. So she said she wasn't really into the Super Bowl herself. She didn't really care either team. But she also didn't like being treated like, quote, a waitress. So she was like, no.
Oh, no.
That's when they got into kind of an argument.
So if she would have said, sure, babe, and then just done it, then everything would be fine.
Yeah. And they got into an argument. She turned off the TV. He went on the beer run himself, but wouldn't talk to her the rest of the night, even after the friends left.
Ooh.
So made the situation super awkward and asking, did I overreact?
Yes. If you didn't care about the game, why wouldn't you want to go? And because you have guests, even if they're not really technically your guests, they're still guests in your home. It would have been nice for your guests, even if it wasn't just for your boyfriend, it's for everyone in the house at the time to just run, especially because all the guys were interested in still watching the game. Nobody wanted to miss any of it. So if you didn't care, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. And look, I get when you feel some sort of way about maybe how he presented that to you.
Right. Maybe he didn't ask you in the nicest way. Then we address that. But it's more about the guests in the house, right?
Yeah. Are you trying to save face in front of the guests and
exactly.
stuff like that?
Exactly. I would be like defaulting on that. It's not necessarily just for him, but it's for everybody that you guys have over.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because the thread, most everybody is like saying, hey, it doesn't sound like you guys are even going to stay a couple.
Right. If we are having big blowups over this and we're not speaking to each other over a beer run?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he could have approached it differently. He could have said, you know, hey, would you please run to the store for me? We ran out of some drinks, and I would really appreciate it if you did.
There's a way you could do it. Hey, babe, oh, we need some more beer. Would you mind? Like, he's cutesy about it. And I'm like, okay, babe.
I see.
Buy yourself something real nice when you're there.
I see how it works in your family.
Yes, that's all you gotta do. Just turn on the sweetness. It's all in the tone.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, even so, maybe you said the tone wrong, you know, right. Because we've all used the wrong tone, or we've said things that have come across wrong in a relationship, right? You know, maybe it's the text message while you're still, you know, in watching the game and stuff like that. A little text message to the girlfriend, the wife, whatever, and just say, hey, sorry, that came across bad, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe it's a text message.
Well, listen, if it came off accusatory, like, why didn't you buy enough beer? We ran out. Like, yeah, if you're coming out guns blazing like that, then yeah, she's probably not going to respond in kind. It is all just like guys in general. You just pour on the sweetness. If you ask nicely, they're more inclined to oblige.
Eric texts in and says, absolutely not. She was commanded and I wouldn't have gone either, but I wouldn't have turned off the TV either. It's funny how worked up people get over small things, it seems.
Yeah, dumb
which
things.
Makes
like this spiraled way out of control and it didn't need to.
Yeah, which makes me think that there was more behind the scenes. Of
sure.
More issues behind the scenes, but anyways, you can.
But you don't turn off the TV when you have people over.
You know,
I don't care how mad you are at him. You have words later.
At least you didn't break the TV.
No, yes, that is true. But
like,
what a buzzkill! I mean, that's gonna like really kill it for anybody wanting to come over again.
Yeah, I mean,
what
that,
she did.
Look, there are a lot of people that are like, "Hey, turning off the game was childish," but I think maybe
it
the way he asked you was an issue for sure.
Sure, but we address that later.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We don't need to handle that in front of other people.
Maybe.
We don't. We can address that later.
Yeah. All right.
In the meantime, we kind of put the guests' needs first. If they need more beer, more snacks, whatever, just make a run because you didn't care about the game anyway. What's it to you?
Be a nice
hostess.
That's the part that got it for me, where if she's like, hey, I don't really care about the game. I'm not invested in it one way or the other. And really the sticking point for her was how she was addressed.
That's dumb. Yeah. You talk about that later. You save face in front of your guests. You go make the run. You get more supplies. Everybody has a good time. When they all go home, that's when you talk about it.
All right. We'll post it up so you can see at Ben and Kelly Show on X. You can see all the comments on that on 99.7 DJX. The phrase penny for your thoughts may be a thing of the past here soon, as the penny may be dying a slow, miserable death.
Oh, no.
I mean, I guess this has kind of been a long time coming, but I guess the government is now looking to stop minting new pennies.
Because it costs more than a penny to make them?
Yeah. I mean, it's no longer. Well, and you know, they used to be copper, and I don't think they're full copper anymore because copper was just too expensive.
Exactly.
But now it may be a nickel for your thoughts because
R.I.P. pennies.
Because R.I.P. penny. So
you got them, save them.
I mean, they're still going to be in circulation for a long, long time because
there's,
you know,
a million pennies out.
Yeah, just like the $2 bill, which they stopped printing the $2 bill years and decades ago. But you
That's
still
why
see
it's
those
a unicorn.
You still see those suckers pop up every now and then, to the point where if you whip out a $2 bill, people are going to think it's counterfeit. But
exactly.
But
and don't you even think about spending it. You keep that.
Yeah. So RIP penny, as a penny for your thoughts is going to soon be an antiquated phrase. And
we're still going to say it. Can't stop, won't stop.
I don't think I've said that for a long time.
I don't
time.
Think I have either.
Okay. All right. There you go.
But you can't make me stop.
Yeah. Can't make me stop, a phrase I haven't even said ever
exactly.
once.
Exactly.
Quick, stupid fact of the day. How about that, Kelly?
Let's do some learning.
Love finding things out when we do. Quick verification. Thumbs up. Wink and a nod. And let's roll.
You found it on one site. Run them with it.
Well, yeah.
Okay. What'd you find?
You ready for some octopus knowledge?
Octopus knowledge. First of all, is a plural? Is it octopi? Octopuses? What is? What's more than one octopus?
Octopus.
Do we know?
Octopuses.
Octopuses. Octopi.
Octopi. I mean, either sounds okay, I guess.
All right.
Maybe while I'm giving you the stupid fact of the day, you can look it up. Enter that into Google. The female blanket octopus is over 70 times larger than the guy.
Wow.
She's 6 feet. He's less than an inch. So, so if you're wondering how it all works.
How does that work? Oh, okay.
For mating, he just basically swims in, breaks his junk off, and swims off. That
breaks
is,
it off, like throws it out and says, here you go.
Here
have
you
fun.
Go. Have
I'm
fun.
Out.
I know.
I'm out. Deuces.
My name's Paul and that's between y'all.
Goodbye.
Yep, yep. Here you go. You might want this. And
so he doesn't have to be around for any of it.
I'll see ya.
He just gives it to her.
Yep. That would be an that would be an interesting approach.
That would.
If that happened in the human world.
Is he just kind of like float by, sling it at her?
Yeah.
Like, have fun.
drive by mating, we'll say.
Drive by mating.
Drive by mating.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, but it says the plural of the word octopus is octopuses.
Yeah, octopuses. Okay.
Now,
that sounds,
but octopi
okay.
is an older plural form of the word. So okay. it sounds like technically that might have been
that
correct.
Might be
but
okay
now
too.
We're going with octopuses.
All right. Octopuses. Yeah. So.
So that's how you get more octopuses. Is he just breaks it? Does he grow another one or is that done for him?
You know what? That is another great question.
Okay. Let me look that up.
Does it regenerate?
Does a male octopus
see,
die
sometimes,
after mating? Okay.
See, sometimes
yes.
We,
oh, yes. They die a few months after mating.
Well, you know.
Oh, dang it.
What's done is done.
Oh, well, then there's really no reason left to live once you've broken that
once
off.
Once you've broken
and
it
thrown
off.
Thrown it at a lady.
And you're like, hey. Hey.
You have no other purpose in the world when you think about it.
Hey, lady.
Right.
Want some of it? Like, what if she's not wanting that? How does she defend? Does she, like, ninja chop?
Yeah.
Like, wah!
Right.
Get away!
Like, sorry, already did that. I've already been taken care of. Thanks so much, though.
Or,
and then is that, it's unnecessary. And then he's just going to die for no reason.
Oh.
That's unfortunate. Hopefully there's like some sort of
a courtship
water
where they
pheromones.
Ask,
yes. That the lady sends out that yes, she is in need of that.
Excuse me, ma'am. Would you like for me to break off my wiener and toss it
would
at you?
You like my octopart.
My octopenis. And
my octopenis.
Would you like that? I would gladly break it off and send it your way.
Are you in need of my octopenis?
And she goes,
I choose to think there's conversations that happen first, right?
And she goes, no, sir, not right now. And he says, ah, thank you for telling me because I was just getting ready to lop
it
off.
I'm going to move down the lane.
I'm going to see if you're, do you have a sister?
Oh, wow.
So there you go. I thought that today was a great day for you to learn about some
Absolutely.
Octopus.
There's a couple of layers of learning. We learned what the plural
That's
of octopus
right.
is.
Yeah.
Officially, it's octopuses. And
octopuses.
Then we learned the poor guy dies.
Yep, for sure.
Before you break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
That's right. All right, there you go. Stupid fact of the day here on 99.7 EJX. Setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah. I don't know if you have a, I don't know, weird way that the power has failed you in your house, maybe. But I bet it doesn't involve a monkey. This setting the bar story is way more than just the house. So if you can manage to make it through the day without knocking out power to an entire country.
Ooh.
Especially when you're a monkey. Then you're doing okay.
An entire country?
Oh.
What are we doing, monkey?
So, Sri Lanka is where we are.
Oh, wow.
And the entire country lost power on Sunday, and they're blaming a monkey. They're saying a monkey came into contact with our grid transformer, causing the imbalance in the power system.
Did the monkey survive?
I don't have that information, which makes me think it was more than just a tinkering monkey with his little hands and little feet and things like that. Maybe, yeah.
He's probably just like hanging out, like this looks fun to run on, or now, this looks fun to hang out on. And
it sounds like this may not be necessarily a unique thing in Sri Lanka, because there are a bunch of people who are like, sure, blame the monkey.
Oh, okay, as in like a conspiracy? Like someone's tampering, but we're going to blame the monkeys?
Or it's just the power grid is just failing them.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. And the monkey's the scapegoat.
And they're blaming, yes, exactly. And so there are a lot of people online that are just like, sure, throw the monkey under the bus and blame it on the monkey. But again, regardless.
Oh, that is it sounds like a persistent problem.
Yeah.
We need to get that fixed.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without knocking power out to an entire country.
But did it? I'm wondering if the monkey's really to blame. Do we need to start a campaign to clear the monkey's name?
Listen, I don't want to besmirch the monkey's name here.
Right.
You know,
we don't know.
So that's why we're throwing the big old question mark, and we're making sure that we say, hey, there's a lot of people that are maybe even just saying, yeah, sure, monkey seems right.
That sounds like conspiracy theories are afoot.
I know. That's right up your alley. So
I love a good conspiracy theory.
All right. So there you go. A little setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without knocking power out to an entire country, you're doing okay.
Poor monkeys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Listen, after yesterday, me getting flicked off in traffic.
When
it wasn't even my fault. This person didn't put their left turn signal on to let me know that they actually wanted to get over and not get off the freeway at that exit only lane.
What are you supposed to do? Read their mind?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do? Read their mind? Exactly, Kelly. And so I wish I could have said, no. I was in the right.
You take that back, sir.
You put your finger down and you unflicked that finger at me.
You're right, though. I am number one.
I am number one. However, we did fall down the wormhole of whether it's flipped off or flicked off.
Well, we decided we landed on the fact that it is flipped off.
We didn't necessarily decide on that, Kelly.
Look at the text line. Everybody agreed.
No, not everybody.
Everybody agreed.
Kelly, not everybody agreed.
Benji, everybody agreed. Everybody agreed that mattered. Okay. Yeah.
That mattered. Wow.
There are some people who are just like, well, okay, I can see Ben's point.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to see you flailing out there alone with no support. So they were just being nice.
Listen,
but we all know the right answer is flipped off.
I have always said flicked off from my humble beginnings in West Central Columbus, Ohio.
You can start being right from this point on by changing your ways now that you know it's incorrect.
But some of the responses to what was the last time you either flicked someone off or got the bird were funny. Well, we'll get a couple more of those coming up here on 99.7 DJX. What was the reason that you flicked someone off?
Flipped
someone off. One of the funnier responses from earlier this morning was from a listener. My mom flipped off some mass-produced pistachios at the grocery store. She works for a local pistachio company.
She's like, shop local.
She's like, dang it, planters.
Imposters.
You imposters.
It's so great. Which, by the way, we got a text with the Google AI overview.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, flipping the bird refers to the gesture of extending your middle finger towards someone, considered a rude and offensive gesture in most cultures. So it is flipping the bird. You flip someone off. Case closed.
We'll agree to disagree. another response. I flipped someone off this morning. Woke up with my mom filming me. Oh, well, you know.
Okay.
If mom's filming you, then you want to.
It doesn't sound like you gave permission.
politely tell her to please stop filming. That would be a way to do it. This morning when I got to work, I gave my coworkers both barrels. It's how we say hi. Both barrels.
I like that.
This morning when I got to work, hey, how are ya? Up yours. this must be a Southern Indiana person. Today, guy at a roundabout in the left-hand lane, indicating right, went straight on.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta know how them roundabouts work.
Yeah, expect that if you are not obeying the traffic laws.
Yeah, for sure. So
yeah.
All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.